On 2SER Breakfast, it is about 7:15. That is the Ocean Party with No Local. Now, of course, a lot of election talk has started in this country with PM Malcolm Turnbull's announcement yesterday. But, of course, there is the big race happening over there in the States, and the Republican Party is kind of freaking out. And I'm joined by Elijah from The Gristle, a great show here on 2SER, 6:30 Friday nights, 107.3. He's our resident political 2SER expert. I'll give you that title. And so tell us, the Republican Party must have known this would have been a possibility when they first started this journey, but now they're kind of running out of time, aren't they?
Yeah, look, it's been a lesson in psychotherapeutic Armageddon when it comes to that party. So essentially, Trump is the candidate for which the GOP have been saying for almost a year now or longer that there's no chance that he would ever win the nomination. He's now leading. He's now leading. I'll just quickly give people an update in terms of the numbers. So to win the nomination, a candidate needs 1,237 votes. Trump's got 680. The next closest is Ted Cruz with 424. So Trump is well ahead of the pack. The toupee is heading off into the sunset there. And so, look, there have been moves afoot by senior members of the Republican Party establishment to do whatever it takes to get rid of Trump, to try and stop him. And one of these cunning plans, as Baldrick might have said in Blackadder,
yes,
is to possibly run a third party candidate against Donald Trump. There have been reports this week that senior and enlightened officials in the Republican Party, and of course a number of pundits such as William Crystal from the Weekly Standard, have been huddling and getting together in meetings in Washington to plan a 100-day campaign. And the idea here is that if Trump can wrap up the nomination in Cleveland later on this year, that they may put their money behind a third-party candidate such as Rick Perry, former Texas governor, or Senator Coburg, who's a guy with cancer, but he's willing to to basically risk his life to beat Donald Trump. So,
So, I mean, and Trump has threatened there'd be riots.
Oh, there'd be riots.
Because, I mean, there already are riots at his rallies right now. So imagine if you get a lot of those people who are sort of placing their hopes and dreams into Trump and then being told close to the end of the race, oh, look, sorry, we're not going to go with him. We're going to go with some random person. So, I mean, do you think that's a likely scenario to happen? Will there be riots if this does happen?
Well, you know, there have been sort of miniature riots, and we haven't even had Trump. I mean, you know, obviously Trump's been fanning these this violence in the sense that he's been dog whistling, but we haven't seen Trump sort of unleash his forces and like a scene out of The Hobbit or something, you know, with all the orcs rushing at the gates. So yeah, look, you know, Trump has threatened that there'll be a riot, and you know, he commands so much of the media attention. I mean, if you jump on any political blog, if you check out the news in the States, you know, probably 80% of the stories are going to have the word Trump, or at least have something to do with how Trump is completely screwing over the GOP. So, you know, look, the other option for the Republicans to try and get rid of Trump is what's called a brokered convention. So if Trump doesn't get the win number in his own right, all the other candidates may band together and try to pull their delegates to try and have someone else elected. That looks like Ted Cruz may be the person to carry the baton there. Although the kind of funny thing there is that the GOP establishment also hates Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is someone who's known as being universally hated by congressional Republicans. So it's just poetry in motion to watch with these guys.
And well, so basically the next few weeks, I guess they're going to, and the attack ads against Trump have also been getting a lot of airtime in the US as well. They're funding a campaign, active campaign against him.
Yep.
And I suppose we should talk about the Democrats as well, because that race still is going. Bernie Sanders still plugging away, trying to get momentum to defeat Hillary Clinton. Is he having much luck, do you think?
Yeah, look, Sanders, he's on his last leg. So the current delegate count for the Democratic Party to win, they need 2,383. So Clinton's got 1,630. Bernie Sanders has got just over half of Clinton's with 870. There are two caucuses and one primary coming up: Arizona, Idaho, and Utah. Clinton looks like she'll take Utah and Arizona. Sanders is just ahead in Idaho. You know, it's looking incredibly difficult for Sanders to win, and the Democrat establishment, which has always been behind Clinton, is now starting to sort of put the feelers out with Bernie Sanders to start to wind down his campaign. Barack Obama is reported to have said to private donors earlier this week or last week that he doesn't expect Sanders to win and that the party needs to unite behind Clinton. And Chuck Schumer, who's a senior Democrat from New York, he's been putting out the feelers again to try and get Sanders, if not to drop out, then to focus his attacks on Trump. Mm. But I was going to say, if they're looking for someone to attack Trump,
yes,
then maybe they're going about the wrong way. Maybe they need someone with a bit of form on this issue. Apparently, Keith Richards. AKA from Pirates of the Caribbean, of course. There's a great story in the Herald today that apparently he threatened Donald Trump with a knife 27 years ago.
What?
All over a Rolling Stones tour that Donald Trump was involved in the promotion of. Apparently they were annoyed that Donald Trump was making an appearance, that he was visible. And so apparently Keith Richards pulled out a knife and slammed it on the table. This is Jack Sparrow-esque.
Wow, there you go. Well, maybe that'll help. Or maybe that'll help the Trump panel. Maybe it'll hurt. I don't know. It's just tough to tell. There you go. For a look at our politics, check out The Gristle, 6:30 on a Friday night here at 2SER 107.3, but larger. So much to come still in this race to the White House.